Why don't you introduce us to our guests here?
Yeah, yesterday we got to talking about stadium music. I don't know how the heck we got to talking about it, but, you know, we started thinking about the Ravens and all the great music that gets played there, Seven Nation Army and all the fun stuff. And we're like, well, you know, what are the new bangers? What are they trying out? You know, every year there's got to be something new.
There's the White Stripes with Seven Nation Army.
Is it?
And, you know, maybe some of the mainstays, how do they know what to choose? How do they not know what to choose? So then Brad from the Ravens texted me. He's like, hey, what's up? What's up, Brad? Brad's here.
What's up, Brad?
And we also got Woody and Jay. Now you guys are in the booth, right up
there?
Good
morning.
I know Woody.
Yeah, we've met before.
Yeah, of course. And so you guys are, what are your exact titles over there at the Ravens?
So I'm the Ravens DJ.
Look at that. This is the guy.
This is the dude on the wheels of steel.
Delivered.
My man.
Right here.
My man.
Delivered to you.
Yes. You ask him, you shall receive.
You're too kind.
And Jay, what do you do over there?
So I run the control room. So usually Woody and I have a couple debates on headset during the game about what song he is playing or has played.
Oh, okay.
Correct. Now, I'll usually, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday during the week, if we have a Sunday game, I'll come up with a playlist of songs that I intend to play.
Got it.
I submit it to Jay and Brad, and they beat me up for it.
Relentlessly.
So, yes.
Relentlessly.
Well, what are some of the criteria to how these things make it on? Because you have a sea of people.
70,000 people.
Right, yeah. And you can't have anything. You're not playing like unedited Kanye. You're not playing anything that's like super militant or pissed off or, in my case, satanic.
And the thing that the rule of thumb is, you know, parents out there with a child, you know, it's not a radio station. They can't turn us off. So we have to really be aware of what we're playing.
Yeah. Yo, that's a great point. I mean, unless they're shoving their fingers in their ears, if you're playing it, they're hearing it.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. Now, what goes on in that control? Like, you have the new video screens, which are gigantic. You have the new wraparound screens. You got wraparound screens on the second tier now. And I've heard that the control room has just expanded unbelievably. You walk in there now, and it's like NASA or something.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. His audio booth didn't get changed.
Not at all. Not a
way. That's the way it goes around here, too. You're on the third floor. It's the same garbage. You go downstairs. It's like you're on the Enterprise.
I'm still in there with all the amplifiers, and I'm beating up sweat the entire game.
You got a pull start on your deck. Right. You got rotary knobs and everything. Yeah. Meanwhile, down there, they have touchscreen toilets and TV.
Right. He's wheeling Jay around the control room now. You know,
So we got talking about it yesterday. You heard me playing it, you know, what would be like a new hype song? We love Seven Nation Army, but, and this is just me speaking here, I feel like it's starting to get a little bit of mold on it. Also, considering that so many other people have co-opted the hell out of it. Right. Like, there's like badminton.
To be honest, the Ravens co-opted it from it. It's a big soccer. It's a soccer anthem.
Yes, we totally took it from Europe.
Yeah.
But if you look at it this way, you know, winning will cure that instantly.
Gotcha.
You have a playoff team, and, you know, they're singing along the Seven Nation Army. That will cure everything.
What is your favorite song to play, Woody?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for this answer.
Oh, my goodness. You're putting me on the spot.
We're
listening.
You got two or three, like, when you cue it up, you're like,
this is a Woody special.
I'm a creature of the 80s, and, you know, I love The Cure and Depeche Mode. And
nothing gets a crowd jacked up like Robert Smith.
Right, exactly. So
everyone just stands crying themselves.
So they're my personal favorites. So the running joke I have with Brad and Jay is that last year I tried to squeeze in an echo on the Bunnymen song.
Okay.
And they ripped me to shreds
to
the point.
Still do.
And
you wouldn't let them play it? Which one? What was the song?
Oh, I think it may have been The Cutter by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Who here's ready for a little Ravens football? Move those chains! I try to laugh about it. People are just pouring out to their cars.
Right away, I've got to.
This is great.
Play this one.
Ravens football, everybody!
Yay!
Defense!
Oh, boy. Well, our boss sent us an email yesterday. He said it's about the discussion about stadium music, and apparently the new 30 Seconds to Mars song. Are you on this one?
No.
Walk on Water? becoming a big new anthem all around.
Woody, write
stadiums.
That down. Write
yeah,
that down.
Walk
I got it.
On water. Where's your pen?
I don't need
Jot
to
it
write
down.
It down. It's in here already. It's in my head.
It's 30 seconds to Mars. Maybe yeah. You can find that thing here. Yes, I actually do have it right here. Thank you very much, Michael Anderson, for having this queued up as I vamp right here. Hit it.
See? Already.
Okay.
You know immediately.
It's another great season of Ravens football.
Yeah, like Ravens montage going right now.
Hi.
Hey, can you feel it?
I'm Justin Bisciotti, Steve's nephew. And I got a job here because, well, the uncle knew that I was walking a dark path. I can see it. It feels a lot. Yeah, I can see like a slow motion montage of like Joe doing the fist in the air and Tucker reaching for a kiss and getting shoved to the ground by Suggs.
We haven't even hit the hook yet.
Come on, Leto. Get to it. We'll revisit that. Is this the hook? Hey, all right, Joker. Yeah, I'm going to pass. Mike, what do you got queued up over here? You put some stuff in the system?
Yeah, I grabbed some of the songs you always hear and have always heard for like the past two decades.
Zombie Nation, what are you doing? This plays. This plays in the bedroom whenever I walk in and drop my kimono to the floor. You guys starting to have some fun?
Is this in regular rotation over there?
No.
No,
you're a good man, Woody. God bless you. No.
Steelers play that a lot, I will say.
Yeah,
that.
The Steelers That's love a little techno
that,
up
is that
there.
A Penn State song? Zombie Nation there, Seven Nation Army?
I think so.
Oh, how
really?
Do you know?
I think so.
How do you know if a song is a hit?
So what you kind of basically try to do with creating like a Seven Nation Army is recognizability. You know, if a group can recognize a song. Now, I think the first time we played at the Ravens was 2011. First game against the Steelers, we kicked their...
Yes, we did.
And it was like 34-7.
Yep.
So we played it between the third and fourth quarter. And naturally, you know, a song like Seven Nation Army, it's hooky. And then you had the passion of the fans for hating the Steelers.
Gotcha.
So,
but you were just playing it to play it. And
correct.
Then all of a sudden you were like, whoa, wait
and
a minute.
And it hit immediately. Yeah. And the fans got into it immediately because we were beating the Steelers.
Yeah.
And the passion... along with the song, married in perfect harmony.
That's awesome.
And it caught on from there, and we've continued to play it.
Here's a classic stadium banger that everyone, everywhere, regardless of the sport, amateur, professional, this is being played. Anything from like Japanese Little League games all the way up to Patriots victories.
All I do is win, okay.
This song needs to be retired this year. Okay? Like, you don't get to play this until you've won. Like, if you're getting blown out 38-7,
And they stay there.
And you lost. Okay.
It reminds me of Super Bowl year.
What's a song that you thought would be a hit, but you got rid of it right away?
The same thing. I think we were coming up with a song. We were debating on whether, you know, and there was a questionnaire going out to our season ticket holders. And one of the songs, now eventually it came Seven Nation Army. But two of the songs that were considered, I believe, were Metallica. Enter Sandman,
okay. Yeah.
And Shook Me All Night Long, AC/DC, which I thought would work more because it was from last century.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think of songs that are hooked with some teams, Sweet Caroline,
terrible.
Welcome to the Jungle,
love it.
Renegade by Steelers. But those songs are from last century. So when you look in the consideration of Seven Nation Army, it's from this century. So we're kind of married to a newer song where other teams are, you know, right. Along the lines of, you know, much older songs.
Got it. Joined in studio, we got Woody, we got Jay, we got Brad from the Ravens. We had a great conversation yesterday just talking about, you know, Seven Nation Army being such a huge part of the Ravens hype up audio experience, all the great music that gets played there. You got that big, beautiful new 4K video screen, state-of-the-art sound system. And, you know, Brad, we're all pretty close here. It's okay. Keith was embarrassing Jay. Let me embarrass you for a second.
Lovely.
You are one of the
easiest people in the world to work with. You have to understand, we have clients here that own like a vape kiosk at Marley Station Mall that think they're Robert Kraft. And then you happen to be a part of an award-winning Super Bowl franchise in the Ravens. And it's just like talking to the dude next door that lends you his weed whacker. It can't be any easier, which is odd because it's like dealing with Metallica's people. Couldn't have been easier to deal with. They reminded me of you, like, yeah, come this way if you want to introduce the band. Meanwhile, three doors down, swore that they were the Rolling Effing Stones.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
That was a great night. That was fun. Great night. Can't wait for Shinedown and Biffy Clyro.
There we go.
Instead.
Plug.
Yeah. That Biffy Clyro song's a good song. I don't know if it's stadium worthy, but I like that song.
And Biffy Clyro's a jam. You had mentioned Metallica. Enter Sandman is a safe pick. If you ask anybody that's not a dyed-in-the-wool Metallica fan what their favorite Metallica fan or song is, they're going to say Enter Sandman. But off of that new album, bit of a jam.
It's a good one.
This right here?
Yeah.
Now That We're Dead?
Now That We're Dead.
Huh?
Well, who's the guy? Because I'm looking at all three of you, and none of you strike me as the guy that has the finger on the pulse of the new stuff.
So
you already
stuff.
Admitted you're a child from the 80s.
Well, no, and
Brad's a little too buttoned up. Jay might be the guy, but I'm not sure.
I like the new stuff. I mean, I love...
Who's searching for the new stuff?
I'm anticipating Queens of the Stone Age.
Here, let me lay one on you. Go ahead, keep talking.
I'm anticipating Foo Fighters.
Yes,
new album.
Yes, I love everything you're hearing.
There's another band, Greta Van...
Sustren?
What?
No.
Greta Van Sustren?
She's freakish looking.
No. It's, what is it? Greta Van...
Fleet.
Fleet, correct. Highway Song, which is awesome. They sound like Led Zeppelin.
Mike, what's this one you just queued up for me? Is this fresh?
Yeah, this is apparently new, too, from Fall Out Boy, and apparently it's another new
Champion?
Big...
Is this it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
What about this one? Here, cue me up over here. Turn up a stinger to this one.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Kaleo? Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I know my new music.
Delvin's a Kaleo a little bit.
Yeah.
I like this.
I love this. Feel It Still, Portugal the Man.
A little Portugal the Man. Let's go to the phones. We got some people on hold. 410-338-1098. Shoot us text. Give us a call.
Real quick before that, we do that.
Yeah.
Woody, another thing besides the music is sort of like the sound effects in the stadium. And I've noticed that a lot of teams will play like a sound effect before the kickoff. Like I think San Fran does like a riser. So I don't know what we could potentially use, but I feel like
do you guys remember the here? Sound effect that Jacoby Jones wanted
when that's great.
When Jacoby was on his run of just taking kickoffs to the house all the time? He wanted the Kentucky Derby.
That's right. He wanted
call to the post.
The call to the post song. Yeah.
And we did it for a game.
We did it for one game. So, and it was terrible.
I mean, Keith talked about asking the players for their input. That was the one time we made that mistake, and that won't happen again.
Never ask the players
for their input.
But I do know during warm-ups, though, you do cater to the players and what they like to listen to. And a lot of that stuff, we know some of it. I listen to some of it. And I mean, it needs to be heavily edited because some of the hip-hop stuff is like, whoa. Right?
Yeah, and you can't have a song that's just so heavily edited and beeped and bleeped that even the act of a bleep, like, hey, you guys ready for a great day of football? Like, no, you can't say that at all. It's got to be a good edit. You can't do the reverse word, which sounds terrible, where they just flip the word, they invert the word, and it sounds garbage.
Right.
Yeah, so you have to watch out for that. Before we get to the phones, here's another suggestion. This isn't new rock, but it's newer, and I love this band, the Royal Blood.
Royal Blood.
Yeah.
It's good band.
Good stuff.
Yeah, this is real good. A little hype video here. Watch them all walk out. See those flames coming out of the pyre. Yeah. Holy hell, here they come.
Are some songs just unplayable in a stadium, too? Like, the acoustics are just not suitable for any tracks? Have you, like, played something, you're like, oh, my God, that echo?
No, not too bad. I don't really have an experience with that.
We're in the booth, so if it sounds bad to the fans, we don't know about it until the next day.
It's more content and, the suggestive nature of a song that may, dissuade me from playing.
Yeah, like some people were suggesting Anthrax, Public Enemy, Bring the Noise. Right. But if you read the lyrics to that, I mean, it's a great song. I mean, this a whisper hard for a crowd. Like,
But then they start bringing up the 5-0 and having a gun and all this. Like,
you can just play the hook. Like, I noticed that a lot of times in, like, TV commercials. I'll be like, oh, they're using this song for, like, a commercial? But it's just the hook. Right. And it doesn't contain any of the, you know, the real content
well,
of the song.
That brings up a song, Heathens, you know, with the...
Yeah, 21 Pilots.
Correct, with the lock and load of the gun. It just doesn't work.
You yeah.
Know,
you're not,
you yeah, know. I mean, if you wanted to have a chiropractic commercial and use, you know, Kia's My Neck, My Back, you know, that'd be... but you need to have the edited yeah, version. Yeah, let's yeah, go yeah. to the phones. Let's see who's been holding for a bit. Bill Cockeysville. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
My suggestion would be Beautiful People, Marilyn Manson. Got a great drum line.
Yeah, it does.
It's used that for song? Kickoff.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Do you?
From, nice. From time to time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very cool. All right. Birds of a Feather. Good suggestion, Bill. It's already up in there. Now, is that one of those artists, though, that even if the song is it's clean and there's nothing you have to edit, it's the history of the artist that they care
yeah,
about?
How much does that factor
well,
in?
Well, see, like... that works beautifully. Just be Beautiful People. Just because I'm only using it for kickoff, so I'm only using it maybe 15 to 20 seconds of
yeah,
it. And the drum,
quick.
Correct, and that's it, and it's done.
Yeah. Shake your body,
don't stop, don't quit. Yeah.
This?
When they're doing the stretching routine? Like this. Come on, doing that stretch.
Shake your body, don't stop, don't quit, just do it. Do it. Do it, do
on,
it, do it now. Do it
get
good.
A deep lunge.
Lick this just like
yeah.
you should. Right
are.
Now.
I'm going to turn this off before management checks in. Let's go to...
I had my finger on the down button.
Yeah. Oh, I searched clean with capital letters.
All right, good.
What's up, Mike in Baltimore? Good morning, man.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, morning.
Morning.
Hey, I don't know if this one actually get anybody too hyped up like Metallica would, but when Ed Reed sang in the parade, Two Tickets to Paradise, maybe that'll at least get people back in the mindset that we can be a Super Bowl team again.
All right. Thank you for the call, man. Did you guys add that after that famous parade instance?
Most certainly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah we and, played it at the Navy
correct.
Practice a couple
we
weeks ago.
We played at the Navy practice, and you know, unfortunately, I think for Ed, that song's going to be married to him forever.
I know, right?
Now,
yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, and, do you have any kind of worries about, or not worries, but is there a process for rights, like being able to play these things? Is there a rights process? We have to contact record labels and stuff.
Yeah, we have all of we have I think licenses with four different groups that handle licenses. The NFL does a great job of kind of handling that for us.
Nice.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, which is
so,
nice.
And I run into problems all the time meeting people that know me and know me as, hey man, you know my band has this song. Can you play it?
No, we can't.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, you heard of us? We're called Axe Wound. You ought to play this song called Blood Tub. It's about a tub, but instead of water, it's right. Full blood, pretty metal. You're not going to play that song. All right,
no.
Let's go to who we got here? Brandon, Harford County. Brandon, good morning, buddy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
up?
Good morning.
I just want to say, first of all, I'm big fans, and I would personally like to belly raspberry every one of you, especially Josh.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good of you.
Thank you.
Very nice.
But let me just say, it's not a touchdown song, but anytime a ref messes up, you hear, why'd you have to go with Mike saying so complicated?
Oh, interesting.
No, maybe, yes.
What are your, that's Avril Lavigne,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
It's terrible
right.
that I know that. What are your go-to challenge songs?
Okay, my one now is Don't Change by INXS.
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah, I
right?
love that song.
Robert Palmer, Looking for Clues.
Ah, okay.
Right. Don't Let Me Down by ELO.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there a Beatles one in there, too?
Yesterday. I'm Looking Through You, which is kind of mellow. I there is another Beatles track in there. I can't think of it right now offhand.
Very cool. I like the situational
yeah.
songs. Yeah,
right.
Like if Brady's out there
yeah,
warming up,
that.
Play a little Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy. Now, do you ever play any songs to bust the opposition's balls, like a little tongue-in-cheek, anything?
I don't think we want to do anything to
you won't admit
put
to.
A fire underneath them, you know? I mean, we don't want to make fun of them.
Okay.
Oh, could backfire. Mm-hmm. Correct.
All of a sudden, they're all fired up and ready to go, and they hang 50 on us because you were getting creative on the laptop. Let's go to...
And you make news that way, yeah.
Yes, and the next thing you know, you're on hotjobs.com with the create profile option. Rachel, Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I figured
the Gogo Bordello, they were at Artscape this year, actually, and their song Start Wearing Purple, you know, get people to...
Oh, yeah, you know, oh,
start wearing purple, wearing purple.
Yes.
Do you play that?
No.
No?
No.
During our playoff run, we hit it at all our appearances. It was
there we go.
Yeah.
All my appearances for the playoff run.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty creative, man. I dig it. Guys, this has been fascinating. People love... getting to see the new sound system, the new 4K system that we're hopefully going to be hooking something up to. So we're working on that sort of thing.
It's in the works.
Yeah,
it's in the works.
Look at me.
Look at him.
It's happening before
it's a
the
great
home
idea.
Before the home opener.
Oh,
whoa, really?
Because yeah,
I pre-ordered one of those compact SNES classics for this damn thing.
Jay, look at me. Imagine like the visual of, let's say we like set up some sort of couch down on the field. Got the video guy like sweeping behind the couch, and then he pans up, and it's like, you know, Madden up there, and you got some players and some fans. Oh, come on, dudes.
We did it with the old boards. We did it with Guitar Hero.
Yeah, all right,
good idea.
Cool. All right, we'll do it.
That would be awesome, guys.
Woody
you so
and
much.
Jay,
guys.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, guys.
You guys do incredible work, man.
Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.